Senator Van Tassel has two opponents from his hometown of Vernal. Within his own Republican ranks, he's opposed by Susan Horrocks. His Democratic opponent is Wayne Stevens. Although he's the incumbent, Van Tassel said you should never take a race for granted. For a district that stretches from Dinosaur National Monument to Park City, he said the major issues are transportation, tourism, education, and, of course, the economy.
During the Great Recession, there was a lot of unemployment. We've done those things. I think we need to develop our resources safely, and we need to make sure that we continue to have the opportunities for people to work and those people that are running businesses be able to expand those and to grow.
We asked him what he did for his district during the recent legislative session. One area he pointed to was tourism.
This year we appropriated an additional $3 million to the tourism fund. That will be a $15 million fund that will be used throughout the state. A lot of that goes to the ski industry because they drive that a lot, as well as our national parks and the other events. So that was one that we was able to get behind.
Concerning the state's liquor laws, though, the Senate decided not to enact any changes this year. Van Tassel said he would not have supported the bill from Heber Republican Fred Powell to relax the Zion curtain requirement in restaurants.
At this point in time, I wouldn't have voted for that, I don't believe.
All right, so you do take direction from or guidance from the LDS Church, who did urge lawmakers not to make any changes to the state liquor laws this year.
Well, I don't know if I've taken. I didn't meet with anyone on that. It's kind of a personal. When I found out that Jackson has very much a similar law, I felt like we could wait and see what happened and do some more work on it.
He said there needs to be a balance between controlling alcohol consumption and the state's economy.
As Utah being a controlled state, it's one of those issues that we try to balance and allow people to partake. It's a legal substance. I think we just continue to try to hit that balance, and it's too fast for one side, and it's never fast enough for the other. I think we've made some great strides in that. I'm not sure that it'll stay that way forever, but we'll continue to work towards that.
Meanwhile, his opponent, Wayne Stevens, said a proposed phosphate project is endangering Vernal's water supply, and Van Tassel has not addressed it. The senator said the proposal is on school trust lands intended to be developed to provide education funding.
I certainly do not want to do anything that would jeopardize our impact the main water supply for the Vernal area. I think it's a process. There will be lots of studies done before anything happens. It'll be complete analysis of that will be the county move forward and place a 2-mile buffer around that. Whether that's enough or not, I don't know. But I also know that property rights and school trust lands, they have to have that opportunity to look and develop those as necessary. We just have to make sure it's done safe.
State Senator Kevin Van Tassel. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.